Dubai Eye
103.8. Dubai Expo 2020 or Expo 2020 Dubai is, well, it's not that far away. We're coming up to the year anniversary, or the year to the date, very shortly. October the 20th this year will mark one calendar year before the start of Expo 2020. All sorts of initiative campaigns have been launched in recent times, none more so than one of the biggest in scale over the course of the weekend. An estimated 30,000 people will be needed to support Expo 2020 Dubai in the role of volunteers. So how do you go about creating those volunteers? How do you go about attracting those volunteers? We'll find out shortly in just a few moments' time.
This is my chance to volunteer for something amazing.
It's a way to make a difference.
لأنها الفرصة المثالية لرد الجميل للوطن.
Because we love this country.
Together, we can achieve incredible things.
I want to meet people from all around the world.
لأنه هيدا وقتنا.
Because I really want to make my mark along with 30,000 volunteers.
That's the commercial that is doing the rounds at the moment, which really gives you an insight into the passion behind the project here. And to tell us a little bit more about the volunteer programme at Expo 2020 Dubai, we're joined by the director of the programme, Abia Jassim Al Hassani, joins us live here in studio. Abia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate you coming on into the studio, because I know it's busy time for you and your colleagues at the moment. That commercial, I love it. It's doing the rounds on social media and elsewhere at the moment. Really gives an insight into who you're looking to attract to the volunteer program. And given the fact that there are so many nationalities that call the UAE home, I suppose that's what's going to give it such a unique feel once the volunteers sign up.
Absolutely. So we're targeting more than 30,000 volunteers to support us across the 6 months during the event time. And we started that since 2017 when we launched our official platform, volunteers.ae. It's the national volunteering platform for, and we do have our own application form for Expo. So far, we got more than 80,000 expression of interest. And we managed to interview more than 12,000 volunteers.
Wow.
But that doesn't mean that we're still accepting people to register with us. The program is inclusive. We want it to be a very unique program where we want to portray and showcase the real Emirati characteristics and the values of the UAE, how we do live together in one country, regardless of the ethnic groups, the nationalities, the background. So we're targeting everyone, Emiratis and the people who lives in the UAE. We want everyone to be proud, because this is the nation pride, inshallah, in 2020. And also we want people to give back to the country they call home. So we're targeting everyone.
And are there any sort of limits in terms of age or otherwise?
Indeed. So we're targeting everyone above 18. Students, employees from the private sector, government sector, people of determination, retirees, homemakers. The program is inclusive. So we're welcoming everyone, but as long as you're like 18 and above, you're welcome to join the program.
Get involved. In terms of the commitment that volunteers will have to make, I mean, we're talking about 9 to 5, 7 days a week, or how does the program work in terms of the volunteering?
So we took that into consideration in terms of the commitment, because again, it's inclusive and we're targeting everyone. In terms of commitment, duration wise, we're proposing different timings in terms like 4 hours per shift, or the average is 8, the maximum is 12. In terms of commitment of number of shifts, it's 14 shifts during a period of 2 months.
Okay, so there is the element of flexibility that goes in with
Absolutely.
The volunteering. The roles, a lot of people texting and saying, what can I do? What sort of roles will I be asked to do? What roles are available to volunteers?
So I identify so far more than 30 roles across the site. So people will be in hospitality, supporting us in the different events. We will have more than 60 events conducted during every day at the expo. So we'll need that support from volunteers and ceremonies and protocol. People would love to meet in the different delegation we're going to receive, and guest services. So lots and lots of opportunity for people to portray and share their experience with us, as much as we will also invest in their experiences. So it's not necessarily if you don't have a training or you didn't have like a previous experience in volunteering, we will make sure to train you with your role. So we will benefit from your experience for sure. But if you don't, please apply and we will make sure that you will conduct your role professionally with us.
It's such an important part, isn't it? Because I had the privilege to go down to the Olympic Games in London in 2012. And I was always struck by, you know, the reputation that Games got, the legacy the game built, partly through the volunteer program there and how helpful volunteers were. The number of people that talked about the volunteers after the Olympics. Is that something that you're looking to try and create here as well with your team of volunteers?
Definitely. And this is part of the commitment from Expo. We want to put a legacy after that. So the human legacy is part and at the heart of Expo. So the volunteers, they will be the first face interacting with the participant, with the visitors. They will be the first touch point for everyone coming to Expo. So it's so important for us that they will welcome the world, welcome millions of people to visit the UAE. So it's so important for us to give them that opportunity, first of all, as well as invest in that human capital.
16 million hours spread across 173 days is just a part of the responsibility that the volunteers will be after. Now, I know that the programme was launched earlier on in the year. I know that you've been recruiting and, as you said, interviewing a number. But there was a big announcement over the weekend with Etisalat. So they're now going to be targeting their customers, are they?
Absolutely. So we're privileged and honoured that to have Etisalat as the premier official partner for the volunteers programme. And they will support us in spreading that awareness among their customer as well as across the UAE.
Great to have them on board. And that's one of the lovely things about Expo. So many big names, big organizations are throwing their support behind. I know Dubai Police are doing a huge amount as well.
Absolutely. Dubai Police are considered our supporter partner. They are supporting us in terms of the training program, which we will be launching early next year. They are supporting us in having the venues across the UAE, supporting us with all the talents they do have within their capabilities. Also in terms of designing the content for the training. Training will be a very important journey or a stage of the journey for the volunteers to prepare them to conduct their roles too well. And as I said, the registration and the interview is just part of, it's just the start.
Yeah.
We have different stages that all volunteers has to go through. Training is one of them, the accreditation, the uniform, making sure that their roster is scheduled and then they can be ready for their first shoot.
Just having a look at pictures of the site, and I'm fascinated by the sort of development of the site at the moment. I know you see it firsthand quite a lot, but I didn't realise that's a House of Volunteers building at the Expo 2020 site.
We do, and it's the first operational building in Expo.
Is it?
We opened the House of Volunteer on September 2018. Mm. Actually, on Saturday, it turned one. It was the birthday of the House of Volunteer. And it's the hub for the one. We wanted to make ensure to have something within this site that gives the sense of belonging and the importance of the volunteers. So we had this house where the volunteers come and conduct their interviews, training, briefing. Also, we celebrate with them all their successes stories. So it's a hub, our main hub in Dubai, to interact with the people and the volunteers. Also, in terms of also keep attracting people, we're trying to make it also easier that we go around across the UAE with our portable stand. It's a portable recruitment stand. We go visit the different Emirates and we keep announcing those visits through our social media platforms. Just to encourage people to register and make it easier for them.
In terms of the registration process, if people are listening to us now and they're interested, they want to get involved, they're feeling enthused to find out more, what is the process to register?
Simple. It's very simple. So just go to our website. It's www.expo2020dubai/volunteers. we'll just ask you to fill an application form. Once you're done with the application form, you will receive an email and call from us to schedule you for an interview. And then we'll take you through the process and the next steps.
You mentioned the excitement that is building already. We're coming up to that landmark of a year to the day that we'll see the start of Expo 22. I mean, you live this every single day of your life as well.
But indeed.
Do you feel that sort of momentum building up at the moment?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's something like we're looking forward to 1 year to go. It's honestly, for me personally, it's a mixed emotion. Yeah. I'm excited for the event, but I'm so attached to it as well. So yeah. I don't want it to come closer and finish, but... Definitely. And we want the world to celebrate with us. And we want the UAE, especially for this year, to celebrate collectively with us.
Listen, I really appreciate you coming in. All the best with the programme as well. In terms of cut-off dates for volunteer programme, etc., I mean, the registration is open at the moment, yeah?
It's open till the event time, and we will continue recruiting and interviewing and also training people. Mm. So please feel free to reach out to us. Our doors are always open, and continue registering. We're waiting for you.
Well, really appreciate you coming on down. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks
for having
me.
To explain a little more about it. If there's anything more we can do to help out, then do let us know. But for now, Bia Jessamyl Hassani, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.